Thank you. I'm Bernard Joins, and we're going to be taking a look at God's Word. In fact, as he speaks of a winnowing fan that was used in the harvest by the farmer. But his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Matthew 3 and verse 12. Harvest was an important event to the farmers of Christ's day, and he speaks often of it and uses illustrations. The grain with the stalks would be carried to a place prepared where it would be spread out and either by animals treading over it, the harvest, or by pulling a kind of sled over it. The grain would be separated from the stalks, and this would be followed by using two or three prong fork called a winnowing fan, with which the kernel and the chaff would be separated by tossing them into the breeze. And John's listeners probably had little trouble understanding the parallel. But what of us today? What spiritual significance does this offer to us? When we submit ourselves to the threshing floor of God's kingdom, and we will, the winnowing fan of the inspired word will separate us from several things. And this takes place and will take place at the end of the world in the judgment. But the chaff of ignorance. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Psalms 119, verse 105. Then the chaff of indolence. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. And then the chaff of selfishness. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault or trespass, ye who are spiritual, restore such an one the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear one another the burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, 1 and 2. But there's the chaff of hatred. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from God, that he who loves God must love his brother also. 1 John 4, verses 20 and 21. And then there's the matter of the chaff of moral laxity. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In Philippians 4 and verse 8. There is the chaff of hopelessness. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. And then there's the chaff of fear and uncertainty. How many times have you seen this, maybe even in your fellow Christians? But Paul says, I have fought a good fight, I finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who love his appearing. 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. Then, in view of these passages, the chaff and the winnowing that will take place, let us use the winnowing fan of God's Word to separate the chaff while we have time in this life, lest the Lord come and with the winnowing fan of His judgment separate us from life in God's eternal heaven. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.